We're learning in Shabbat of Ravad Yosef, Shabbat Shabbat Chavidat Chelek Vav, tonight Siman Chav Gimel, continuing in Hilchos Shabbat. The question is, what about adding colors to liquids on Shabbat? When in making certain foods, and mixing certain foods, sometimes we color liquids on Shabbat. Is that acceptable or not? So can you make tea? Can you make coffee? Can you make petel? Petel is an Israeli favorite. It's not really punch. It's red juice. Otherwise known as bug juice in camp. It's a camp favorite. It's a summer. Is that acceptable on Shabbat, or do you have to do it before? So most of us know you can make coffee and tea on Shabbat. What would be the question? The question is one of Soveya. Soveya of coloring things on Shabbat. The Shibboleth HaLekut quotes Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, the Sefer Yireim, who says that if you're eating strawberries or other berries, you need to be careful not to touch a cloth. Meaning they didn't have paper napkins. They had cloth napkins. You have to be careful not to touch the cloth of the tablecloth because you're going to make it red. And you will violate Soveya on Shabbat. Soveya is coloring or painting. You didn't do it on purpose. Okay, maybe Zavar Shemit Kavin will only be a Surah Rabbanan. But if your hands are all red from the berries and you touch the white cloth, you've made it red. He says, he says, if you're bleeding, you got to be careful you want to stop it. You can't take a white cloth and cover it and stop it because now you're coloring that cloth. You don't really want it. He says it's still going to be a problem. But he says, aval, even the Yireim, who's machmir, says, aval, soveya pito b'mashkeh perot mutar, she'in derech tzviya b'ocholim. But if you take bread and you dip it into something, you have lentil soup, it's red, and you dip your bread into the lentil soup and it comes out red, that's fine. In tzvi'a be'ochalim. The tzvi'a, the prohibition of coloring, doesn't apply to foods. The Shibboleth HaLekut right. Therefore, you can put karkum into food on Shabbat. Karkum is yellow. It makes everything yellow. It's very, very yellow, meaning it makes more than the flavor. It's very flavorful, but even if you put a little bit, it really colors everything very yellow, and that's acceptable. Shulchan Aruch right. In Siman Shin Kaf. Mutar latet karkum betavshil. You can put karkum into whatever you want. Turns everything yellow instantly. Turns you yellow. Turns everything yellow. Right? There's no prohibition of tzviya of coloring by foods. You can also dip your bread into it. The Rama quotes, he says, Shamati b'shem Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, that he's not allowed to do. Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, remember, said you shouldn't touch the berries and then touch the tablecloth or the napkins. Why? Because you'll color. He says also, hu haya oser latet yain adom letoch yain lavan b'shabbat. Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, the same one who says you can't touch the berries and then touch the napkins, says don't take red wine and pour it into white wine. Right? L'chadchila, the Shulchan Aruch writes, you should use red wine on Shabbat. Well, you should always use red wine for kiddush according to the Shulchan Aruch. So sometimes, let's say you don't have enough, you only have a little bit. So what you want to do, you want to use wine, so you take some white wine, you pour a little bit of red wine in it, a little bit of red wine makes the white wine red, and now I have red wine, I can do the mitzvah l'chadchila. According to the Ramban, you're not yosei without red wine. We assume you are, but fine, the Shulchan Aruch writes l'chadchila, you should do that. The Yireim says, no! You colored the white wine, you're not allowed to do that. And the Rama says, no! Nirash is the gam zeh mutar, that's also acceptable, ain't tzviya be'ochalim. You see when the Rama says,
white wine in there is.
But you only have a little bit. So he says, that's the question. Can you do the other way? But are you allowed to? So the Yireim said no, and the Rama said no, we don't hold like that. We hold like the Shibboleth HaLekut that it's acceptable. Meaning, you have to remember, the Yireim's case was you're touching berries, and then you're touching a napkin. It's not liquids. The Rama added on, what about liquids? Also liquids, he thought the Yireim should be machmir, right? You can't pour red into white, because you'll be coloring. He says, no, we're lenient on that also. The Shibboleth HaLekut disagreed with the Yireim. According to the Raman, that seems to be the simple understanding, the Yireim was machmir by Tzviya Ba'ochalim, and we hold leniently on Tzviya Ba'ochalim, whether it's a solid, whether it's a liquid, it's irrelevant. There is no melechet Tzviya Ba'ochalim. Tzviya means coloring, dyeing, painting something, and that doesn't apply.
A napkin is not food, it's not a
carol. Correct, but even food is not accepted. Meaning, he says,
Can I thought that he's a bread after
I have berries? That's a better question. So that's a better question. So it sounds like that would be okay because he allowed you to put karkum into the food. So he says, even if you want to be machmir, by liquids, by foods, it's going to be acceptable. Not only by foods is it acceptable, even by liquid foods.
is a food, but I'm not planning to eat it.
Right, that's a good question. So for example, so Rav Yaakov Chagiz in the Sefer Eitz Chaim says, you know what? This Yireim sounds like it's out there. Tzviya Ba'ochlim, I have proof for you. I have a proof from a Gemara that says Tzviya Ba'ochlim is not allowed. Not a proof from a Gemara, it's a proof from Rashi in the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbat talks about the Melachav Shochet. When you do Shechita on an animal, what prohibition did you violate? I violated Shochet. The simple reading is you violated Netilat Neshama. You killed an animal on Shabbat. You're not allowed to do that. Yeah, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi, in the beginning of the 14th parak, he says, no, you know what you violate? So Rashi there on the side, Soveya. What's Soveya? Soveya, because when you do the Shechita, so the cow is all nice black and white spots, you do the Shechita, now it gets all red, it gets all messy, you are Soveya, the ore of the animal. So they all ask Rashi, you don't want that. You don't even want that to happen. He says, no, you do want that to happen because it shows it's fresh. That was the way to show that the Shechita is fresh. It's still bright red. They say, you're Soveya. What? The flesh of the animal. Flesh of the animal is Ochel. The flesh of the animal is Ochel. And Rashi says you violate Soveya. Now, we don't follow Rashi that that's the reason you can't kill animals on Shabbat. That's irrelevant. Rashi assumes that it's Soveya. Fine, you could disagree. But it's Soveya by food. And Rashi seems to think that that's the problem.
We don't eat the skin of the ass. We don't
but you could, it's food.
I don't eat leather, I don't eat chicken.
But you could, it's food.
I don't eat feathers.
But so he's talking about a cow there, but it's food. It's coloring the whole neck. So the Chacham Tzvi says, no. You know why it's not food? It's not food because you can't eat leather. It should be food. So ve'ab ochlim and it's asur. He says, you know why it's not food? What's the case? Shochet on Shabbat. If you're shochet on Shabbat, can you eat it? No. If you're shochet on Shabbat, you can't eat the food. So yeah, you see that it's not food. And therefore, it gets worse. It's soveya, you're not allowed to eat the food. Since you're not allowed to eat the food, it's not technically food. When it's food, means something you can eat. The problem is that's only a chumrat rabbanan. That's only an isur de rabbanan that you can't eat the food that was neshchat on Shabbat. Maaseh Shabbat is only isur and only isur de rabbanan. So it's a big problem when the Chacham Tzvi. Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz ends up having this Rashi. Okay, you may have Rashi on the one side and maybe the Yireim, but everybody else seems to disagree. Except the Tshuvat Ginat Vradim dug up Rav Moshe Chiyun. Huh? No, if you're in Shchat on Shabbat on purpose, you can't eat it during the week.
Why not?
If it was done on purpose, the Mizid. The whole thing's only Drabanan anyway, so that can't be what the Isur D'Oraita is. Meaning the whole thing doesn't make sense. The whole Isur D'Oraita of Maaseh Shabbat, Maaseh Kedoshim, he Kodesh, when Maaseh Kodesh, it's only Drabanan, so it can't be what the Isur Torah is on Soveya. Meaning the whole thing can't be. Rav Moshe Chiyun, however, one of their earlier Sfaradi Achronim, he says, no, liquids is a problem. Ain't tzviya ba'ochalim. That's by foods, not by liquids. He thought liquids was a problem. So he said, you can't put coffee grounds, or instant, into water. You can't, he said, you have to make sure to pour the white wine into the red wine, not the red wine into the white wine. It's asur. And everybody asks, what are you talking about? And all the other Rishonim put one after another, everything together. How could it be? So the Ben Ish Chai says, no. Be'ochlim, there's no tzivya, because it looks like food. When it's obviously food, then it's not a problem of tzivya. But when it's just a liquid, meaning it's water, it's just water that you're putting in tea, water that you're putting in coffee, that's the problem. That's the problem, in fact, and therefore it's not allowed. Midrabanan. The Chesed Lalafim quotes it in the Ben Ish Chai. However, the Achronim seem to think that this is completely acceptable. However, this comes up every couple of 100 years. There's one of the Achronim writes at this. Rav Chaim Palanti, the Lev Chaim says, it's funny. Machinu agim b'smachot, shenonim sirup adom, b'shabbat l'doch mayim. They give petel at the wedding. Petel was a camp drink. They're giving petel at the wedding. He says, no, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbat. You can't make it on Shabbat. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbat. It's wrong. And he says, this is the minhag. Everybody in Turkey does this. He's like, no, they were wrong. Back in the day, they would make it Friday. They would make it before Shabbat and serve it on Shabbat. They would do a lot of weddings on Fridays. They would do a lot of weddings on Friday, so you'd have one Suda, the wedding and the Suda of Shabbat, it would save money. So they would do a lot of weddings on Fridays. He said, no, they would make it before Shabbat. Completely not allowed. And the only Achronim was like, what are you talking about? There's no Tzvi'a Ba'ochalim, there's no Tzvi'a Ba'maskim. It doesn't matter what your intention is. Because it's a food item, it's not a problem of Tzovea. We assume it's completely fine. Although you find this coming back every so often in the Achronim, one after another, and they're all quoting the same things. It's very strange. They all seem to be quoting the same proofs and ignoring the counterproofs to it. We assume it's completely fine. You can make petel, you can make tea, you can make coffee. There is no tzviya, not by foods and not by liquids.